The tense racial and sexual politics of America's Deep South is the setting of the classical musical Showboat, which was first performed in 1927. South Africa's Cape Town Opera Company have decided to revive the work, and their production comes to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre next week. A.B. Philbin Bowman has been to see it in Birmingham, and he has spoken to the cast and crew. He's with me in studio now. Just the musical itself, composed by Jerome Kern, book and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. Remind us of where we are and when we are in that story, A.B.
So we're in the Deep South. It's just after the American Civil War. And this is a story that actually stretches over 40 years. And the Showboat of the title is essentially a floating theatre which goes up and down the Mississippi, stopping in large towns and performing shows. And, of course, this is an era before television and radio and cinema. So this is a major form of popular entertainment. And one of the things I think that makes this piece still feel quite relevant is that we get glimpses into the early world of celebrity and fame, as well as issues of sort of sexual politics and racial politics, which are straight through this.
Well, the racial politics, first of all, how is that handled?
Well, it's extremely interesting. And in one sense, it's quite modern and quite progressive, this piece, after all, written in and first performed in 1927. You know, there's for example, there's a plotline about two characters who are in a mixed race relationship. And this at the time was illegal in parts of the Deep South. And there's a sheriff who comes on and goes, I hear there's a case of miscegenation, which is the word they used at the time. But there's no question that he's a villain and that these guys are heroes. And in fact, the guy who even reports to the sheriff and going, this is going on, it's not that he's some horrendous racist who's disgusted by the idea of people of different races getting up. He's actually a spurned lover who's madly in love with the mixed race woman in question. He'd like to be there, but because she's turned him away, he's gone off to sort of telling her and break up her relationship. So all of that is there. And of course, there is the fact that, you know, the white characters do tend to play the privileged people and the black characters tend to be underprivileged. Ooh. And there aren't as many of them. And there's times I feel a little bit uncomfortable.
And then when you have the South African cast performing this, what does that bring to it? What extra layer? I'm guessing it must be quite important.
Well, absolutely. There's an absolute frisson of these people have lived through this, and there are, you know, not direct parallels with the timeline, but, you know, the last 40 years of South Africa had certain things in common with the Deep South, and certainly in terms of mixed race relationships, totally verboten. You know, as Trevor Noah, the comedian, says, you know, my father was white, my mother was black South African, I was born a crime, and that sort of thing is going on here too. So that's one of the issues. I actually spoke to one of the white South African actors, and he studied in South Africa and said, look, I couldn't take the gamble of trying to find enough work in South Africa, so I just went off to London because I could. And for the last 17 years, he's been working in London. And he said it was incredible to come from London, come back to South Africa, where he said people are so open and direct about racism. And I suppose because the apartheid system was so simplistic and clearly based on how you looked was how you were treated, it means that once that system has collapsed, you can still look around and see how everyone used to be treated. So it didn't go anywhere. And he said, you know, there's a political correctness in Europe. We're polite, we don't use certain words, we try not to talk about certain things, we have this myth that we're all equal. Whereas in South Africa, they are just totally honest and direct. And they really wanted to make this piece authentic, historically accurate, and use words that were used at the time and go, this is horrendous, but it was horrendous, let's be accurate about it. And that's what he explained to me.
It was magic. And you know what I really loved? I used to sit in rehearsal sometimes and just marvel at the raw energy in rehearsals. There's a real honesty, and it is really interesting with such a multiracial company, was how at ease they are with acknowledging how different they are and not feeling embarrassed about it, not feeling sensitive about it. I mean, it struck me as really strange, the first line of the show, niggers all work on the Mississippi. And I was like, that, oh, you can't say that. Because the version that I know, it was coloured folks work on the Mississippi, but it was originally niggers, and it was changed to coloured folk later in the life of the show. And they felt, no, we're a country, we're grown up, we can talk about these things. They don't suffer from the same PC world that we do. It's much more real. And you say it like it is, you know, with respect. And they were like, this is how it was. We're not going to get offended by this word. This is what historically it was, you know, people were called.
And that's Tim Walton, who plays the character of Gaylord Ravenel in the upcoming production of Showboat from South Africa's Cape Town Opera Company. It's at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre next week. They are not shying away from any of the racial dimensions and difficulties within this piece, Abby?
Not at all. And there are some quite brave decisions. For example, when the showboat stops in a town and sets up a box office, there are two box offices and there's a billboard saying white tickets and coloured tickets. And that's there quite directly. Now, in that same scene was the thing I had a little bit of a problem with as a viewer, actually, which is where, you know, the white captain of the showboat, Captain Andy, is saying, why am I selling you tickets to coloured people? And his sort of black maid comes and goes, oh, you don't understand how to speak to coloured people. And she kind of grabs them off the street, slaps them on the bum and sort of gets them really excited, going, this is going to be the most amazing show you've ever seen. And I was watching this slightly uncomfortably, going, this is a bit patronising. You're kind of suggesting that, you know, all black people need to be spoken to a bit like five-year-olds. And personally, I found it a bit difficult, a bit tough to watch. And I asked Tim, who we just heard from, but he said, yeah, I know what you mean. You could see it that way. But it is also a very infectious, enthusiastic number. And she's saying, you know, you have to talk to people. And the director made that point. But I also asked Linnell Kenned, who plays Julie, who's the mixed race character I referred to earlier, how she felt about that scene. And this is what she had to say.
There's definitely that kind of tension, but also in that society it was accepted. And 20 years ago, you know, in South Africa you couldn't, it was also racial segregation where people of colour weren't allowed on the beach, or if you went to you couldn't go to the movies or restaurant or any public transport, it was separated. So, I mean, it must have felt very normal to people living in that kind of society where, as the next generation, now we look back and think how preposterous this is, you know? So portraying that on stage shouldn't feel offensive to the actual cast, but it's good if it makes the audience feel uncomfortable as to how normal racism and segregation used to be.
That's Linnell Kenned, who plays Julie in Showboat, which will be at the Bordgosh Energy Theatre next week. How problematic a character is that character, Julie?
Which is very interesting. She's a performer, a mixed race performer in that period. The thing I find a bit problematic is that because she's mixed race, in the film she was played by Ava Gardner, a white actress, and there's actually at the beginning of the film a secret that she's mixed race and we're not supposed to know. But because she's played by somebody who is quite clearly mixed race, there's certain times people say to her, like, how do you know that song? I thought only black people knew that song. And as a viewer, you're thinking, but she's clearly mixed race, so why wouldn't she know it? And similarly, when she reveals she's mixed race, everyone's really surprised. And as a viewer, again, you're going, isn't this reasonably obvious? So there is that slight unusualness. But I asked the director about that and why there wasn't more of Julie's story, because she is a really interesting character. And this is what the director, Janice Honeyman, had to say.
The Julie that you see is visually, you can see her downfall. It's actually not written in the piece. Julie disappears, and that's the end of that. And I got the idea of threading her through the second act. You know, at the end of the film, you see Ava Gardner in her toffee-coloured makeup looking at the boat going away. And it's just a shot of Ava Gardner playing Julie. So it's a white woman playing Julie, watching the boat go. Now, we can't cast a white woman as Julie. That's out of the question in my book from South Africa. And so we've got a... what we call in South Africa coloured, two coloured women, and they would call themselves black, actually, so let's get that straight. And then weaving her downfall in, for me, was very important, so that we follow what happens when you are discriminated against. I mean, she became an alcoholic, she was poor, she had no future.
That's Janice Honeyman, the director of Showboat. The racial politics you've discussed, what about the sexual politics?
Well, this aged, I think, arguably worse. In the 1920s, male protagonists were allowed to get away with things, which is a modern viewership. We'd be going, how can you let them take them back after that? You know, there's sort of moments of that in the piece. And it's funny, when I asked the cast about this, they actually had slightly differing views on what exactly, because it is a musical. What you get is that the usual typical sort of happy ever after marriage thing in the first act, and the second act we see the next sort of 30 years of their relationship, and certain things go wrong, and then I asked them at the end, so how do you feel the relationship resolves? And they had quite different answers, and certainly Tim Walton playing Gaylord thought that, you know, it was quite rose-tinted, and here's what he had to say.
It's a bit rose-tinted because, of course, it all works out perfectly, whereas, you know, Gaylord comes on at the end after not seeing her for 20 years and she takes him back. You know, I think today she'd probably have sent out a hit squad already, or she would punch him.
Do you know, I asked her about that, and she said the ending was ambiguous.
Oh, really? Maybe.
So I'm not sure she does take you back.
No, she takes him back. Well, my partner does anyway.
Really?
My missus, yeah, she takes me back.
Do I forgive him? Who says?
You tell me.
You see, it does leave it open, I think.
Yes, we go up there and I introduce him to Kim. But I don't know if I would take him back. I think, you know, deep down he is her love and, you know, she wants to be with him forever. But I think there is that sort of hesitancy now.
Great that the actor Robin Botha and the actor Tim Walton both seeing it absolutely from their character's point of view. Nobody else. Is this worth seeing?
I think so. I think it's very interesting. It's a mix of musical, traditional musical, and some quite edgy, quite dark stuff.
All right, that's A.B. Philbin-Bowen there talking to us about the Cape Town Opera Company's production of Showboat. It runs at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from July the 29th through until August the 2nd. BordGáisTheatre.ie for full details.